This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Tokyo has reported 3,177 new coronavirus cases, setting an all-time high and exceeding 3,000 for the first time, days after the start of the Olympics. The new cases Wednesday exceeded the earlier record of 2,848 set the previous day and bring the total for the Japanese capital to 206,745 since the pandemic began early in 2019. Tokyo has been under a fourth state of emergency since July 12th, ahead of the Olympics, which began last Friday, despite widespread public opposition and concern that they could further worsen the outbreak. Experts say Tokyo's surge is being propelled by the new, more contagious Delta variant of the virus. Simone Biles will not defend her Olympic title. The American gymnastic superstar has withdrawn the all-around competition to focus on her mental well-being. The decision comes a day after Biles removed herself from the team final following one rotation because she felt she wasn't mentally ready. Jade Carey, who finished a ninth in qualifying, will take Biles' place in the all-around. USA Gymnastics said Biles will be evaluated daily before deciding if she will participate in next week's individual events. U.S. President Joe Biden said Tuesday his administration is considering whether to require U.S. federal employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Biden made the remark during a visit to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence in McLean, Virginia, as his administration's health experts advised Americans fully vaccinated to start wearing masks again. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, according to U.S. health authorities, Americans fully vaccinated against COVID-19 should go back to wearing masks in indoor public spaces in regions where the coronavirus is spreading rapidly. In a toughening of guidance issued earlier this month, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also recommended all students, teachers, and staff at schools for kindergarten through 12th grade wear masks regardless of whether they were vaccinated. U.S. coronavirus cases have been rising due to the highly contagious Delta variant, which emerged in India, but has quickly spread and now accounts for more than 80% of U.S. coronavirus cases. The United States government has suspended cooperation with Guatemala's Attorney General office in response to the firing of its top anti-corruption prosecutor, saying it has, quote, lost confidence in the Central American country's willingness to fight corruption. U.S. State Department Deputy Spokeswoman Jelena Porter told reporters in Washington Tuesday that the decision by Guatemala Attorney General Consuelo Porras to fire Juan Francisco Sandoval, the special prosecutor against impunity, quote, fits a pattern of behavior that indicates a lack of commitment to the rule of law and independent judicial and prosecutorial process, end quote. A strong U.S. response was expected after Sandoval's shocking dismissal Friday. He fled the country the same day. A man accused of killing 8 people, mostly women of Asian descent, at Atlanta area massage businesses, pleaded guilty to murder Tuesday in 4 of the killings and was sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. 22-year-old Robert Aaron Long still faces the death penalty in the other deaths, which are being prosecuted in another county. The string of shootings at 3 businesses in March ignited outrage and fueled fear among Asian Americans, who already faced increased hostility linked to the coronavirus pandemic. Many were particularly upset when authorities suggested Long's crimes weren't racially motivated, but born of a sex addiction, which isn't recognized as an official disorder. The UN logistics chief says closing down the joint UN-African Union peacekeeping operation in Sudan's western Darfur region is proceeding on schedule, although with some hiccups. Atul Khare said Tuesday that troops sought asylum in Sudan, thefts were reported at 10 sites, handed over to local authorities, and armed groups are stationing forces among the remaining logistics bases.